Psalms chapter 138 tonight. Psalms chapter number 138. Tonight I want to try to bring out a few things I pray will help us as a church to realize how to worship. Amen. I know we all, there's a lot of faces in here I know that have been saved longer than I have. And you say, well, I know how to worship. I'm not here to tell you how to worship, but I'm here to be an encouragement to you to be able to worship. Right. And, you know, folks, if I can say one thing here, this church is different than all the churches we've been in. And you say, why? Because of all the young people I've seen. You know, a lot of the churches that we have been in is nothing but a lot of older folks. Nothing wrong with that, but I think about tomorrow. What's going to happen tomorrow whenever these older folks are no longer here? And you know, and it encouraged my heart. It blessed my soul to be able to see the young people. Not see them sitting out there, but they were up here singing. And I praise the Lord for that. So Psalms chapter number 138, it says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship towards the holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cry, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Lord, help us tonight. Lord, as we have the few moments here, Lord, I just pray that you'll just be able to help us to be able to preach. Lord, I just pray that you would just speak through me. Help me, Lord, just to be able to bring the message that you've placed upon my heart. Lord, I just pray tonight, Lord, that you would just work in the midst. Lord, I just pray if there's someone here that doesn't know thee as thy Savior, Lord, I just pray tonight, Lord, that you'll just begin to work, begin to speak to their hearts, begin to show them that they need to get right. Lead, guide, and direct. Lord, we love you. Ask in thy name. Amen. Tonight, as we think about worship, worship of the church, I asked the question tonight, what is worship? We've seen worship. We've seen worship throughout the ages. We've seen churches that how they worship the Lord Jesus Christ. We've seen churches that worship in different manners. But tonight, I want to bring out a few things I pray will help us to be able to understand what worship is. First of all, in order to worship, you've got to know. And you know, as I think about knowing, I think about a Christian. I think about someone that knows without a doubt that they are saved. You know, I saw today as I was looking on my phone, and I saw how that I think tonight begins a big holiday for the for ISIS and their group. They've got a big holiday that's going to begin tonight. And I saw today that as this here young man up in Michigan or wherever it was, I went to the airport and he began to shout out whatever he shouted out in their language and went up to that police officer and stabbed a police officer. And I thought to myself, that is religion to them. That is what they believe. And, you know, the young man looked at the police officer and asked him, said, why didn't you kill me? He wanted to die. He wanted to die a martyr, I guess, for his religion. But tonight I think about we serve a God, the God, not just any God, but we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We serve him. And tonight as I think about before we can worship, we've got to realize that we need to be saved. So I pray tonight that each one of us are saved here tonight. But a few things in order to worship, we need to realize we need to learn to sacrifice. I think about it in Genesis chapter number 22 and verse number 5, and it says, and Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. I see here that I see Abraham with with itself that he was willing to give what he had. He was willing to give his son. And I see tonight that in order to worship the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to be willing to sacrifice. We need to be willing to give what we can. And I see that how God blessed and how God met the need and how God provided as Abraham went and he was going to offer his son, but God said, stop. What took place? God already had that taken care of. And you know, folks, tonight as we think of worship, and we see that we need to be willing to sacrifice a lot here, but we see not only that, but we see that we need to be willing to have an understanding of what the Word of God is trying to teach us. You know, whether you realize it or not, folks, there's a lot of people that go to church and don't know the first thing about the Word of God. And you know, I know I don't know a lot, but you know, I've seen men, I've seen them, I try to teach and they go the wrong way and they direct the people in the wrong direction. But tonight, folks, we see that not only sacrificing, but we see that we need to have an understanding. In Acts chapter number 17 and 23, it says, "For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with the inscriptions to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship. Him declare I unto you." We see in Exodus 34, it says, "And thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God." Tonight, folks, we see that as we think of knowing what the Word of God is trying to tell us, what the Word of God is trying to show us what to do, there's times that we just need to stop. And we just need to say, okay, God, what are you trying to show me here? What are you trying to teach me from this verse? Many a times I've read the Word of God and I've read it and come back tomorrow and read the same text again and something pops out. And I say, well, where did that come from? It was there yesterday, but it's the same today, but God showed me something. And we see tonight that as we willing to sacrifice but have an understanding of the Word of God, but also we see that we need to be in Psalms 95 and 6, it says, "And come and let us worship and bow down and let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." We see that we need to have some humility about us. Humility, humbleness. As I think about humbleness, where are we at today whenever we no longer have respect enough to bow down? We no longer have the ability, we have the ability, but we don't have the gunctions about us to just bow down and worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, tonight we need to get on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to bow down and realize that we are nobody. We're nothing. I'm nothing. And say, God, here am I. Use me. God, allow me to be used of you. But we see in Psalms 96 and 8 says, "And give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." We see humility. And not only humility, but we see also that we need to have a reverence for the house of God. 2 Kings chapter 17, 36. "But the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and stretched out arm, him shall you fear and him shall you worship and him shall you do sacrifice." I see that we need to have a reverence for the house of God. You'd be surprised, folks. You'd be surprised of independent, fundamental Baptist churches we've been in. What the people do, how the people act, how the people dress, how the music in the houses. God help us that we realize that who we are worshiping. You know, folks, I don't stand up here and say, look at me, what I can do, because I can't do nothing. But you know, I look up here, as you look up here, I pray that you see that it's not me, but it's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's him that provides. It's him that meets it. It's him that uses us. So we see that in order to worship, we need to have a reverence. I remember many a times as I've seen Brother Seitler, as old as he was, as he would walk across the grass, he'd see a piece of paper over there. And he would march over there and he would bring down and pick up that piece of paper. Why? Because he had a reverence for the house of God. He had a reverence for the campus that God had given him. We need to come to the point today and realize that if we're wanting to worship God, we need to have respect. We need to have some reverence for the house of God. I mean, give you an example. always kidded people. When we lived in Alaska, everybody, you go to their house, and when you walk to the back door, they always had a mud room. Everybody made you take your shoes off and you come into the house. But then you come to the house of God and you wore your shoes in. And I said, where's our respect? You know, if we're going to have respect for our house, we need to have a respect for the house of God. But, you know, we no longer care. We no longer have respect for the house of God. We see that we need to, if we want to worship God, we need to have a reverence. And then we see also we need to be faithful in our assembly. Yes, amen. Psalms 5 and 7, it says, but as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercies, and in thy fear will I worship towards the holy temple. We've came to the point in America where unfaithfulness to not only the house of God, but to each other. And you know, we need to be faithful to what God has for us here. If God has the church open 7 days a week, we need to be faithful enough to be here. Question, has God not been faithful to you this week, anyone? He's blessed me. He's met my needs. He's given me more than I deserve. But you know, we see that we need to be faithful to the house of God. We need to realize that when the pastor prepares a message, he prepares for himself. No, he prepares for you. You know, he's here to feed you. I think of a dog. A dog expects you to come and feed him. He can't feed himself. And you know, as we come to the house of God, not that I'm calling the pastor a dog, but you know, we come to the house of God to what? Be fed. We come to the house of God for the man of God to throw the food at us. And you know, as that food is thrown at us, it is our responsibility to take that and eat it. So we see tonight we need to be faithful in our worship. And then we see also, I'm just throwing these out and going on, but Psalms 101 and 2, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. And we see that we need to be spiritually involved in the house of God. Sure. Spiritually involved. Yeah. How do we become spiritually involved? Well, the songs, the guitars, the piano, whatever we do, we can get involved. But you know, I'm glad that these older folks can get involved too. How do they get involved? They can pray for the man of God. They can pray for the church that God would continue to bless, God would continue to meet the need. So we see here tonight that we go to a ball game and we get all excited at the ball game. We scream and we holler and we get excited. But we come to the house of God. You know, whether you realize it or not, we're on the winning team. Our team has already won. God has already hit the home run. He's knocked it out of the park. And what are we doing? Yippee. Big deal. Hey, we need to get spiritually involved. We need to realize that as we go to a ball game, what do? We get excited. We praise them people, but we come to the house of God and we just sit there. You know, folks, it's time that we worship. It's time that we get involved and try to do what God has put us here for, to worship. And then we see also in Psalms 104, it says, Father, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We need to be thankful. Tonight as we gathered around the altar, I'm sure that a lot of us probably laid there and we said, God, I need. There's no doubt in my mind we need to get on the altar tonight. We just need to lay there. And we just need to say, thank you, God. Thank you for the clothes that I have. Thank you for the air to breathe. Thank you for the church that I have to work. Thank you for the air. Thank you for everything that you've given us. You know, we take everything for granted. And we don't thank God. So we need to thank him tonight if we're going to worship. And then we see also we need to praise him. Praise him. How do we praise him? Well, we praise him in different ways. I'm not an excited person. As I come to church, per se, I say amen. But I don't, per se, get up and run the aisles. I don't say amen in a loud voice. But, you know, I try to praise him. And you know, we see that if we're going to worship him tonight, we need to praise him. I'm afraid our services has gotten too formal. We've got to do it A, B, C, D, E. If we do it A, C, B, we're in trouble. So we see that we need to praise him. And then we see also that we must worship him in truth. In John 4:23, it says, "But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." John 4:24, it says, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him," what? It says they must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't understand God the Father, God the Son, Holy Spirit. I tried to figure out how we serve one God, but there's three. And I tried to look at that, and I tried to figure out how does that happen. But you know, I just have to sit back and just believe in God. Just let him try to show me and believe what the Word of God has to say. So we see that we need to worship. We must worship in truth. And then we see also we must worship in spirit. Tonight, folks, how are we going to worship God? How are you going to worship him? Are we going to worship him in spirit and in truth? Are we going to worship him by thanksgiving? Are we going to worship him by praise? Are we going to worship him? How are we going to worship God? I pray tonight that we would realize that all of these things is through the Word of God. The Word of God shows us to do what? Praise. The Word of God shows us what? To be humble. The Word of God shows us what? It says that to sacrifice, to give. So much here tonight, folks, that we could do to worship. And we fall slack. God has asked me to do something. But God, you don't understand who you're talking to. God, you don't understand who you're trying to get to do this. What we just need to do is say, okay, God, here am I. Yeah. God, if you want me to do that, I feel like I'm going to make a nut of myself, but I'm going to go do it. Yeah. Yeah. What happens? God directs you. God leads you. God shows you. And as far as the no, people don't make fun of you. But, you know, we see tonight that in order to worship, the worship of the church, we just need to be willing to give our all to him. Just say, God, here am I. I just want to worship you. Because I'm somebody? No, because you're somebody. Because you are the one that we can worship. I'm glad tonight that I serve a God that's alive. I'm glad tonight that I serve a God that is real. I'm glad tonight that I serve a God that is going to be there for me whenever I need him. I see so many people that have these idols. They have, down our way, they have their little idol in their yard, and they've got their little Guadalupe or their Mary or whoever there, and they got their candles, and they've got their lights, and they've got their food and everything that they place there. And I look at that, and I say, that's all you have. All you have is that idol. All you have is that image. But, you know, I'm glad that I can turn over here, and I can realize that I don't have the dead. I don't have that statue, but I have the truth. I have the real God. I have a God that is alive. I have a God that is there at the right hand of his Father. And one day I'm going to be able to see him. One day I'm going to be able to bow down. One day I'm going to be able to worship him. I'm going to be able to just sit at his feet for eternity and praise him. So tonight, folks, we see that the worship of the church, a few things I pray will help us to be able to have a reverence for the house of God, have respect, have a more of a life to want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight, folks, I just want to praise him. I know I'm nothing, I know I'm nobody, but I'm glad God can take nobodies. And he can use us, maybe in a small way, but you know, little as much, when who's in it? When I'm in it, no, when God's in it. And you know, tonight I pray that we would just take and these things here and we'd realize that if we're going to worship God tonight, that we would worship him in spirit and in truth. And we would look to him and praise Him tonight. Let's pray. Lord, help us tonight. Lord, I know that as we ran through quickly the outline, I pray, Lord, that You just help us to realize that we're here to worship tonight because of who You are, because of what You've done, because of what You've just blessed us so much tonight. Lord, we just stand here and we praise Your holy name. Lord, we praise You for just being so good to us. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, You just to help us. Lord, You know who's here tonight. Lord, You know the hearts of the people. Lord, You know who I may not be saved. Lord, I pray You just bless. Lead, guide, and direct. Pray Your will be done, Pastor.